The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'm going to be reading to you from the April 2019 issue of Money Magazine, and this is their Best in Travel issue. Last week, we started off with this. We went through their choices for the 10 top vacation destinations in the United States, and we're going to start off right now with the 10 top international destinations, as recommended by Money Magazine. We will start off with number one, which is Meknes, Morocco. The average airfare is $890. Average hotel night, $66. Cost of a week for two, $2,639. Meknes may not have the name recognition of Casablanca or the luxury resorts of Marrakesh, but that's all the more reason to visit the beautiful and historic former capital of Morocco. Sometimes overshadowed by other destinations in Morocco, Meknes feels more laid back in a good way, says Evan Gott, managing editor at Lonely Planet, which also named the city one of the top places to visit in 2019. And the time to go is now. Kayak saw flight prices drop 42% year over year, and hotel prices decreased too, with a 16% year over year drop. The nearest airport is in Fez, but Meknes is only an hour's drive away, and rich history is everywhere you turn. Sultan Moulay Ismail, considered one of Morocco's most important rulers, made Meknes the capital in the 17th century and established monuments like the Bab el Mansour, a mosaic-tiled gateway consisting of two towering white Corinthian marble columns, and the outdoor plaza Place el Hedim, still the city's bustling main square and marketplace. Travelers can visit Ismail's namesake mausoleum with its tiled walls and courtyards, which recently emerged from a two-year top-to-toe restoration. In Meknes, a meal at mid-range restaurants costs $16 for two, and you can grab a cheap meal for nearly $3, according to Numio. For a day trip, head to the nearby excavated ancient Roman city of Volubilis, where mansions with intricate mosaics can still be seen today. Taking a taxi will cost around $9 to $12, according to Rome to Rio. Where to stay? The Ibis Meknes, to indulge in traditional Moroccan fare and juices at its all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. Number two on their list is Cozumel, Mexico. The average airfare is $401. The average hotel night, $212, and cost of a week for two, $2,593. Welcome to a beach lover's paradise. Located off the coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, this island boasts perfect white shores, but its history, culture, and affordability make Cozumel an even more worthwhile destination. Hotel prices in Cozumel are generally all-inclusive and were an average $212 a night as of 2018. That's down 12% from 2017, according to Kayak. With the average taxi ride in Mexico costing less than a dollar per mile, traveling into the city from a nearby resort adds up to about $5 U.S., according to Numbio. As of January 1 of this year, $1 was worth about 19.63 Mexican pesos. Of course, it would be a waste to go to Cozumel and not enjoy the water and related activities. Indulge in some of the world's best diving and snorkeling here, including the gigantic Santa Rosa Wall, suggests Lonely Planet's Evan Gott. The famous coral reef wall, filled with sponges and sea life, is popular with deep-sea divers. Travelers seeking different adventures can head to beach clubs, boat tours, and scenic flights overlooking the island, which also has a quaint downtown area. Visitors can tour ancient Mayan ruins like San Gervasio, a shrine to the fertility goddess Ixchel. Passes available for $9.50. Less crowded than the neighboring Riviera Maya, Cozumel is accessible via a direct flight from the U.S., a short flight from Cancun, or a 45-minute passenger ferry service from Playa del Carmen, around $10. Where to stay? Fiesta Americana all-inclusive for its excursions and its restaurants, like the Peninsula and Rosato. Number three destination internationally is Havana, Cuba. Average airfare $352, average hotel night $189, cost of a week for two, $2,382. If Havana recently fell off your travel radar, now is the time to reconsider. Not only is it still possible to travel from the U.S. to Cuba, but it's also one of the most wallet-friendly trips you can take. The price of a hotel room in Havana dropped 31% between 2017 and 2018, according to Kayak, likely owing to a decrease in U.S. tourism in 2018. Choose to go this year and you will find the same beautiful city, cobblestone streets, colorful facades, and art-emblazoned walls included, that stateside visitors flocked to before the U.S. government announced tighter restrictions in 2017. Trips for humanitarian projects, educational activities, or support for the Cuban people are among 12 categories of travel permitted for visitors from the U.S. Those interested in planning a trip should visit travel.state.gov for more information. Once there, when you're not listening to live music in old Havana or taking in the sights at one of nearly 80 museums, there are nearly 850 restaurants to try, according to TripAdvisor. Where to stay? Melia Havana, for its modern accommodations, swim-up bars, and proximity to the ocean. Number four, Montreal, Canada. Average airfare, $314. Average hotel night, $217. Cost of a week for two, $2,962. In Montreal, you'll find Gothic-style architecture and rich culinary and cultural diversity. Hotel prices have dropped 15% from 2017 to 2018, according to Kayak. Once you're settled in, stop by the city's historic churches and Catholic basilicas, including the Basilique Notre-Dame, one of Canada's most notable landmarks, and the site of Celine Dion's 1994 wedding. Or head to St. Patrick's Basilica, the oldest 19th-century church in Montreal, which served as a safe house for Irish immigrants escaping famine in 1847. Souvenir shopping? Get ready to head indoors and underground. Under the city's downtown sits the Réseau, also known as the Underground City, a multi-level network of tunnels and stairways that connect metro stations, shopping malls, hotels, and restaurants. Originally built as a refuge from the frigid winter, the area is now decorated with modern art and atriums. Indulging in classic French fare is a must. There are over 5,000 restaurants in the city, according to Numbeo. Try the upscale Chez l'Évêque or the more casual restaurant Plein Sud. But for an authentic taste of Montreal, grab a sesame bagel at Saint-Viateur Bagel. Where to stay? Hotel Bonaventure Montreal for its year-round heated rooftop pool. And following Montreal in fifth place is Nanjing, China. Average airfare $867, average hotel night $103, cost of a week for two, $2,817. Nanjing sits between Shanghai and Beijing on the Yangtze River, and its location makes it a quick stop-by for many. Don't be fooled. Nanjing is an excellent destination at a more affordable price. The cost to fly to Nanjing is down almost 6% as of 2018, according to Kayak, and you can get there for under $900. Once you arrive, Numbeo data shows the dollar can get you fairly far. A three-course meal at a decent restaurant will run you about $22. A mile in a taxi or a round-trip ticket on public transportation is less than a U.S. dollar. There are plenty of landmarks and monuments to visit, including the Nanjing Gate of China, the Ming Palace ruins, and the first Ming Emperor's tomb, part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Nanjing Museum and the Memorial Hall of the Nanjing Massacre provide a more complete historical picture. Locals and tourists can be found dining and buying goods near the Qinhuai River, and at night, a river cruise allows visitors to take in sights and a good meal under lanterns. Where to stay? Jinling Hotel for the salted duck at Plum Garden Restaurant. And at number 6, we have Monteverde, Costa Rica. Average airfare, $498. Average hotel night, $147. Cost of a week for two, $2,636. Seeking an active vacation? Head to Costa Rica's natural playground. Monteverde sits 4,662 feet above sea level, and locals share the land with 100 types of mammals, 400 varieties of birds, and 2,500 plant species, according to the city's tourism board. Hiking trails in the Monteverde Cloud Forest Reserve navigate through magnolias, bamboo, orchids, and waterfalls. Among the less expensive international places on our list to travel to, the combined price of the average flight and hotel room in Monteverde is cheaper than 90% of the destinations we analyzed around the world. The value of the U.S. dollar increased 6% between 2017 and 2018. Head to Monteverde Cheese Factory for homemade ice cream or to Treehouse for authentic Costa Rican coffee. Where to stay? El Establo Mountain Hotel for sweeping views of the Gulf of Nicoya. And then, number 7 is Medellin in Colombia. Average airfare, $593. Average hotel night, $94. Cost of a week for two, $2,208. The nickname City of Eternal Spring says it all. This valley locale has perfect year-round weather, complemented by green, mountainous views, lively nightlife, and excellent public transportation. Medellin is the cheapest international destination on our list, and much safer today than it was in previous decades. For less than $100 a night, you can get a luxurious apartment in El Poblado, the most expensive neighborhood in the city. But it would be best to go soon. Airfare to Medellin is slowly rising as more visitors descend. Where to stay? Hotel Dan Carlton for its luxury feel in a lively neighborhood. Then next at number 8 is Crete in Greece. Average airfare, $1,106. Average hotel night, $202. Cost of a week for two, $4,301. Now's the time to book your trip to Crete. Flight prices dropped 9% from 2017 to 2018, and hotel and Airbnb prices dipped as well. Greece's largest island is divided into four main regions that offer unique escapes. The historic Venetian town Chania has buildings like the Kukuk Hasan Pasha Mosque, built by the Ottoman Turks in 1646. In Chania, you'll also find Balos Beach and Lagoon, known for its clear turquoise waters. Heraklion, Crete's largest and most popular area, contains one of the island's famous landmarks, the ancient Minoan palace Knossos. Crete's other two regions, Rethymno and Lasithi, contain traditional villages and beaches. And on Lasithi, you'll find Vai Beach and its natural palm forest, the largest in Europe. Where to stay? Avra Imperial Hotel for the hammam, sauna, and indoor pool in its elaborate spa. And in ninth place, we have Prague in the Czech Republic. Average airfare, $928. Average hotel night, $164. Cost of a week for two, $3,542. With centuries-old castles, lively cobblestone squares lined with iconic Gothic architecture, and hundreds of museums, Prague is a favorite European vacation. Luckily for budget-conscious U.S. travelers, it's also one of the region's best values. A trip to the historic capital, which was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1992, has become even more affordable. The average flight price decreased 3% between 2017 and 2018, according to Kayak, while the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is up 5% from the prior year. What you do with those savings once you're in Prague is up to you. The City of 100 Spires has 200 outdoor activities and more than 600 tours for visitors, according to TripAdvisor. And make sure you work up an appetite, since Prague is home to nearly 5,000 restaurants. Where to stay? The Hotel General, for its plush decor and luxe accommodations off the beaten tourist path. And finally, at number 10 is Tainan, Taiwan. Average airfare, $1,060. Average hotel night, $106. Cost of a week for two, $3,271. While Taipei may get more attention, Taiwan's former capital is well worth visiting. Travelers can take in history at numerous museums, landmarks, or centuries-old buildings, like the Tainan Confucius Temple and Fort Zeelandia, built in 1634 by the Dutch, or indulge at the Tainan Flower Night Market and snack on oyster omelets and tofu fries. Flights are on the expensive end, but affordable hotel costs, down nearly 25% from 2017, according to Kayak, and a strong exchange rate, make the trip relatively easy on the wallet. Where to stay? Shangri-La's Far Eastern Plaza Hotel, for its rooftop pool and prime location. Now, they have also, Money Magazine has also gone through and picked its choices for some other travel-related offerings. For example, the best U.S. airport. Money analyzed 75 airports to find the one with the best customer experience, on-time performance, amenities, and more. And the winner is Portland International Airport, PDX. The average airfare for the year ending June 2018 was $324. The Portland Airport is here to prove that catching a flight can actually be a pleasant experience. Oregon's busiest transportation hub has a single terminal layout, making it easy to navigate and provide access to its various forms of entertainment. There's a distillery room, mini theater, barbershop, and spa, plus a wide range of quality dining options. Airport food usually comes with sticker shock, but items here are offered at fair rates, since PDX sets prices to be comparable to what visitors would find outside the walls of the airport. Also, there's no sales tax because, well, it's Oregon. Travel to and from downtown Portland costs only $2.50 via light rail, and the airport itself is famously reliable. PDX had one of the lowest departure delay rates on our list, with only 0.6% of flights canceled between January 2018 and October 2018, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation data. But locals don't need national accolades to appreciate what they have. PDX has garnered a fan following for its bright teal carpet, featuring a pattern that looks like runway intersections as seen by air traffic controllers from the tower. Fans have reproduced this pattern in tattoos, clothing, even shoe insoles. An airport this good could make even the most last-minute flyer want to arrive 3 hours early. And for its best international airline, Money evaluated 70 of the largest international air carriers on factors including cost and fees, customer service, and flight performance. And the winner was Singapore Airlines. The average price for a round-trip flight, $1,066. Singapore Airlines is synonymous with luxury and quality as it takes the number one spot on Money's Best International Airlines list for the fourth year in a row, and with good reason. A flight on Singapore is relatively affordable, averaging 11 cents per kilometer, according to Rome to Rio. Travel and Leisure has ranked it the top international airline for 23 years, with high marks for food quality, in-flight and customer service, and comfort. The airline has managed to maintain its high quality since launching the longest flight in the world last October, a daily 19-hour, 9,500-mile trek between Newark and Singapore. The world-renowned airline staff is trained for 4 months, twice as long as the industry average, to ensure the air carrier maintains a top-flight customer experience. Food service is kept to a minimum during sleep hours and handled entirely in the front of the plane, and menus are designed by famous chefs and wine consultants, offering up to 50 never-frozen meals. Great service isn't limited to first class. Compared with its peers, Singapore Airlines offers more legroom in economy and a key amenity, warm towels. Now, regional winners for Best International Airline for the Middle East were Qatar Airways, which had an average price round-trip flight of $1,056. Qatar Airways has been flying for only 15 years, but among our international airlines, it had the best on-time arrival rate, with 86% of its flights getting to their destination within 15 minutes of the expected time, according to Flight Stats. The airline also offers 4,000 in-flight entertainment options, wide seats, and ample legroom. For Europe, the regional winner was Virgin Atlantic Airways. The average price of a round-trip flight, $1,141. Europe's best airline had the highest overall customer experience score among European airlines. And while the average price seems high, the cost per kilometer is about 14 cents, less than any other European airline on our list. One added bonus, Travel and Leisure's survey takers say Virgin Atlantic has one of the best loyalty programs. For Australia and Oceania, the regional winner was Air New Zealand. Its average price of a round-trip flight is $1,079. With a shorter average delay than regional competitors and better in-cabin comfort and service, Air New Zealand also offers Wi-Fi on every flight. Plus, the average price of a coach ticket decreased 13% between 2017 and 2018. And then in Latin America, the regional winner was Copa Airlines, with an average price of a round-trip flight of $712. Boasting an 84% on-time arrival rate, one of the best on our overall list, Copa is famously reliable. It's also the best Latin American airline on our list in terms of value, according to Travel and Leisure's survey. Now, the best U.S. airline was found by comparing the major domestic airlines weighing average cost, price changes, fees, customer experience, and on-time performance to determine the country's best. And the winner was Alaska Airlines. The average price of a round-trip flight, $407. For the second year in a row, Alaska Airlines flew in to claim Money's Best Domestic Airline title. Alaska boasts the highest customer service rating among U.S. airlines, according to Travel and Leisure, as well as some of the shortest delays. Values there, too. The airline offers the second lowest ticket fares among U.S. airlines at about 16 cents per kilometer. Formerly a small market airline servicing mostly the West Coast, Alaska expanded into dozens of new markets after its merger with Virgin America in 2016. In 2018, the company announced a new nonstop route between New York City and San Jose and opened a new airport lounge in New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. Alaska Airlines' other major perk comes from its popular loyalty program named the Best for Frequent Flyers by industry expert Flyer Talk in 2018. Unlike with most other reward systems, Alaska Flyers can redeem their miles for flights on a number of partner airlines, such as Emirates and American. The airline also sold miles for a little bit cheaper in 2017, according to the Points Guy founder Brian Kelly. Finally, frequent flyers agree the airline offers top-notch customer service. Alaska has won J.D. Power's Customer Service Survey Award 11 years in a row, and the airline shows no signs of slowing down in 2019. Now, they have a little list here showing how the other U.S. airlines compared to Alaska. So it shows Alaska in first place. Second place is Southwest. Third place is Delta. Fourth place is Spirit. Fifth is American. Sixth is United. Seventh is JetBlue. And eighth is Frontier. To pick the best services on these airlines, Money analyzed 1,600 data points for about 80 air carriers, the nine leading domestic airlines, and about 70 of the largest international airlines. Price factors were weighed most heavily in determining the rankings. Criteria included average cost per kilometer, average price of a coach flight, and year-over-year price changes, percentage of on-time arrivals and average length of delays, and customer satisfaction ratings for food, in-flight and customer service, value, comfort, loyalty programs, and in-flight entertainment. Criteria for domestic airlines also included baggage fees and flight change fees, canceled flights, delayed flights, and delayed flights due to carrier, overall experience rating, mishandled bags, and consumer complaints, and year-over-year improvements on all of the above. For missing data, medians were used, or a closely related data point was weighed more heavily. Hawaiian Airlines was excluded from domestic airlines because of a substantial lack of data. To determine the best airport in the U.S., Money analyzed 1,425 data points for the 75 busiest airports in the U.S., according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Customer experience and airport performance were weighed most heavily. Criteria included customer satisfaction ratings for ease of access to the airport, check-in security, restaurants and bars, shopping, airport design, overall experience, and number of airlines served, percentage of on-time departures, departure delays, cancellations, and year-over-year changes for these performance metrics, and average airfare price and year-over-year changes in airfare price. Data providers for all three rankings include Rome to Rio, Flight Stats, Skytrax, Travel and Leisure, American Customer Satisfaction Index, U.S. Department of Transportation, J.D. Power, and the airlines. And now, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity, but I do hope you will be back to listen next time and that you've enjoyed today. I'm Florence Nash, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. We are at 919-832-5138.